out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying foolish cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time? Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you have gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcasting app or always crabdiving.com.
The turning point was yesterday. I was sick all day spiritually.
Oh, oh my God. Is that recent?
That's what
the turning point was yesterday. I was sick all day spiritually.
Spiritually, he was sick all day.
We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you?
We're going to be here for the next couple hours, everybody. We got some Alex Jones insane bullshittery, all kinds of stuff, right-wing assholery and dickwatery to laugh at, make fun at, and yell about.
Skiski!
Plenty to yell about. We're going to be here, like I said, next couple hours. Join us on social medias and everything. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, hey, shout out to the dude at the bar last night. I had a conversation with. He explained to me how this all this Trump shit is actually good for the country.
Most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around.
Yay.
In a we're hitting rock bottom kind of a way, and everything's going to get better.
Yes. And I said to him, but what if you were a minority? Or what if you're gay?
What if you're a Honduran toddler?
Right.
Sitting in a cage right now, not knowing where your mother is.
Oh, my God.
Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, crabdiving. You can also join us in our awesome Facebook community.
Yes.
No papers necessary. Join us.
Right.
Open borders.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the only open borders we're calling for. God, it drives me nuts how from the president through every GOP turd, they use this, well, the Democrats want open borders. Find me one Democrat
that says they
that have said, I think we should just have no borders whatsoever. Just let everybody pour across and become join this wonderful country. Show me one, fuckwads.
Don't liberals say they want immigration reform?
Right.
That's not open borders. That's reform.
You speak with logic and facts. How dare you, you un-American.
Oh, I'm a ninny. What do you like best about ISIS?
Did you bring condoms?
No, it's Florida, stupid.
There's lots to talk about. Let's get right to the fucking headlines, and we'll get into all the fun stuff that happened over to the weekend and stuff like that. It's for those here in the panhandle, it's spotty rainy.
Oh, yes. Right.
And only 84-ish, 85-ish. So, damn, a cold streak. Cold. What's, oh, God.
Oh, geez.
My Wisconsin popped out for a moment. Sorry, let me zip that up.
Yeah. It's not cold like in Wisconsin.
No, that's true.
I mean, you know. Yeah.
There was one point when I was walking to class
in
college, and I was, well, it actually, we were having, it was off the books because classes were closed in north central Wisconsin
right?
Because of the weather. So that's how bad it was. And it was literally, I think it was 12 below before wind chill.
Oh my God.
With the wind chill, they were like, don't go out if you have any skin exposed.
God.
You're fucked.
Don't go out.
And I had, I was, I was very in a very difficult theater program.
Yes.
And I had, we had opted, we're like, fuck it, we're gonna, right, we're gonna rehearse. There's no classes today, but we're gonna try to make it to the theater and rehearse.
Can't so just have a day off.
I was walking, and I remember standing on the street corner, and it was like the apocalypse. It was gray. It was day, but you wouldn't have known. It was gray.
Yeah.
That kind of shit going on. No other living beings around. Like, nobody else was dumb enough. Right, and I was standing right there, and I was like, why are we here?
Yeah.
Why did the humans? I mean, I can understand getting there.
Right.
The Dutch, who were there. Oh, this is great. They got there in the summer.
Yeah.
And they're, oh, geez, look at all this green and all this water. This is amazing. Let's stay here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Father Wintercunt slides in. And,
Father Wintercunt!
And fucking turns it into just a horrible, inhospitable, unlivable area.
Well, what do you expect from Father Wintercunt?
And instead of saying, well, yeah, maybe we should move.
Fuck it.
They're like, no.
This is perfect.
That's
right.
There's no blacks here. We're going to stay.
It's so cold, but yet still people bitch and moan about this global warming shit. What a bunch of ninnies.
Well, except in the Northeast right now where they're
right,
living in a dragon's pucker right now.
Oh, really?
Fire-breathing dragon, of course, not just any old dragon.
Oh, shit.
Ice dragon would be.
Oh, yeah.
Wisconsin, the way.
Ice dragon.
If you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Dragons, and, they have cloacas. Is that true?
I don't know. Dragon physiology, to be smode. Honest with you.
Is it smode?
I guess
from
you
got to
stick your fingers up there. Like the
like
crocodile,
late great crocodile hunter.
Hunter did. If you want to help us out, we don't hit you with any advertisements or anything, but you can buy shit you're going to buy on the internet through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy,
yes,
you get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at crabdiving.com.
We don't hit, you know, we don't, you said you don't, we don't hit you with anything, but we don't hit. Contrary to what everybody says, the left is
maybe
in
light spanking.
Oh, yes.
If you're into that.
Oh, God. Get my feather duster, my riding crop.
No hot wax, not into that.
Get my super soaker.
Let's see what's going on in your headlines, everybody, and I can't get this fucking drop. There we go.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, July 2nd.
July.
2018.
The year of our Lord!
These the headlines.
The
I have to say insurance also, right? Put the emphasis on the first.
Insurance.
Insurance.
I still don't believe it.
I'm working on it.
You love it!
God. Is that Alex Jones?
Yeah, he was in his car on that one. That's why it sounds a little tinny.
Oh, man. You know, he sounds... That guy drives...
Yeah.
He just seems like...
Well, then he has a toady record him while he's driving so he can rant and make more money.
What, Alex?
Sell more,
why don't you hire...
Coital silver dick rub.
Yeah, have a toady drive you, have a toady film you, and you can just sit there and be King Toady.
Oh, that's cuckish. You can't.
Oh, he's got to drive.
Drive, of course.
Is that part of his fucking...
I'm a manly man, I drive. Nobody drives me. Unless it's a big old limo.
One night when we were driving across country on the 10 through Texas, I was listening to some InfoWars, and Alex Jones is so manly that when he goes out, he eats so much red meat. He's woozy, I don't know from what, and has to take an Uber home.
Right.
Even though he reminded everybody in his audience, the Uber app is like, it's a Trojan horse into your iPhone.
I like to eat.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not a freaking Russian, man. I want freedom.
I want freedom.
They think you're a goldfish.
What the fuck was the context to that?
I don't know.
Do you think I'm
I don't remember.
Hey, I'm not some fucking goldfish.
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. 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 You are my enemy.
We sound like him sometimes. I do. Sometimes. But it's for the right reason. So, you know, fuck off.
It's from the moral high ground.
Oh, yeah.
Over to the commie pinko liberal Huff Post.
Oh, wee wee.
Oh,
yes.
It's Montgomery Burns from The Simpsons.
Right.
Oh, wait. No, it's Wilbur Ross, our commerce director, secretary, yes. Secretary of Commerce, I believe.
Right. Oh, that guy. Is that the guy with the fucking slippers?
Yes, I'm this guy that talks like this.
I get him mixed up.
I think the global...
I get the guy with a $600 slipper mixed up and the Nazi medal mixed
up.
You
know, I get it.
Gorka is the guy with the big Nazi thing that he wore to the
the Hungarian. Yeah, yeah.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
The edge of the pajama boy is over. The time of the alpha male is now. Something like that.
Even if you believe that shit. I mean, he definitely wanted people to see that guy has a Nazi medal on, obviously. Why else would you wear it?
He's very proud of his Hungarian background, but apparently the group of which he was wearing the pin is a neo-fascist, neo-Nazi group.
A group.
Maybe it's secretly like a
wife swapping
ooh, club,
yes,
or something.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
It's not really what we all thought it was.
On. All that weird shit goes on. Listen, man, I think, can he be in another group? Is there no other group you can join, Gorka, than a bunch of fucking Nazis?
Not if you're a fucking Nazi and that's what you're looking for.
Nobody likes to kayak.
Kayak with Nazis.
Oh, yes. You know that exists. Does everything exist for, like, white supremacists and Nazis? Are they like little league teams? And
I don't know if they're that insular, but
there's got to be a softball league, KKK softball or something.
The headline over to the HuffPo says Dems say Wilbur's story makes no census.
What the fuck
har,
is?
Har, 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 har,
oh
har.
God! Don't be funny. Be angry. God, it sounds so stupid.
Democrats are calling out glaring contradictions in Wilbur Ross's citizenship question rationale. So this is apparently about. Wilbur Ross wants to include a question in the 2020 census that says, oh, BT Dubs, are you a citizen of the United States or not?
Now no
and
one's
how many non-citizens are there here? Can we have their names, please?
Listen, none of these, nobody wants, does anybody want to be put on a list for this fucking administration for anything?
So now 60 House Democrats have signed on to a letter. Ooh, we're issuing a strongly worded letter to them.
God, at least they're doing something. Fuck.
To Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, asking him to explain contradicting statements over his decision to add a question about citizenship to the 2020 census. Ross told Congress multiple times this year that the Commerce Department has considered adding a citizenship question after the Department of Justice requested it. Oh, so he's blaming Jeff Bosesh.
Oh, okay.
On the grounds that it would supposedly help the DOJ better enforce the Voting Rights Act.
Oh, my God.
What?
This is some voter
suppression.
They don't want
to enforce the Voting Rights Act.
They want a list of brown people so they can go get them, drag them out of their house, and put them in camps. That's it.
However, in a memo filed on June 21st as part of a lawsuit challenging the decision, Ross revealed for the first time he was considering adding the question and had discussed it with senior admin officials before the DOJ request. So, in other words, he fucking lied in front of Congress.
God damn. Does it matter?
The DOJ decided to send us the question and put it in.
You know, do you know what the message this whole Trump thing sends everybody in government? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you lie to Congress. Jeff Bosesh lied to Congress.
If you filled out your, did you see the latest on these disclosure forms that they're finding multiple high-ranking officials that left their financial disclosure forms blank. Blank.
That's insane.
One guy claimed he had no income. Wrote none.
Oh, God. Wrote none.
And they're like, well, you know, we didn't have the resources to. In other words, you didn't staff up properly.
Right.
Like a normal fucking government should, because you have morons working with you.
I was reading something about the turnover rate at the White House is, I know this is going to be shocking, record breaking. It's record breaking.
We have record breaking turnover. I'm very proud.
Somebody tell them that's not good. It's not necessarily good. It's just not good.
And Wilbur Ross also disclosed that he went to the DOJ about asking the question, not the other way around.
Right. He went to the DOJ.
Right. And 180 degree opposition to what he told Congress several times that what? The DOJ came to him.
Right. I mean, why lie about it? Why is he lying about it?
Because he's a Trump
admin
person and a billionaire who gives zero fucks about anyone's restrictions.
He's above the fucking law.
In last week's, it's like Russia. We're turning into Russia. Except the billionaires in Russia aren't officially cabinet members. That's the only difference.
Hey, Wilbur, why don't you put a question on that census that says, do I want to be in a camp? Check yes or no.
And that's what Are You a Citizen?
Yeah.
Ends up as. In last week's letter, 56 House Democrats referred to Ross's statements as glaring contradictions. Well, that's very kind.
But isn't the spirit of the census, isn't it supposed to, the census is taken so the government knows where to allocate resources for services,
right? We just want to know people. Yes. Not citizens or not.
You're not looking to round people up, right?
Well, we're not.
Okay. God damn.
The House Democrats want Ross to explain how that disclosure is consistent with his testimony before.
Yes.
They ask him to disclose which senior admin officials and other people he spoke to about adding this question.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, Stephen Miller.
So there are multiple lawsuits challenging the addition of the citizenship question to the census. One argument raised by those who challenged the decision is that the Commerce Department abused its discretion and made a decision that was arbitrary and capricious.
Oh, shit.
Civil rights groups say that adding a citizenship question would depress the response rate among immigrant communities. Golly gee willikers, you think so?
God damn.
Which would have severe consequences because census data is used to determine how many seats in Congress each state gets, as well as how hundreds of billions of dollars in federal funds get allocated.
I mean, we need to know. The census is supposed to be it's supposed to help everybody. You want people to fill it out. You don't want people to be scared to not fill it out. But damn, if you're a dreamer or if you're in this country, you're a brown person. Do you want to fill out that fucking thing?
Fuck no.
Of course not.
Oh, boy, Wilbur Ross is shorting stocks while he's Commerce Secretary.
What does that mean?
He's betting stocks are going to lose.
That seems... I don't know shit about that kind of fucking shit, but that seems bad. That seems illegal.
From a person who, with a tweet, could send certain stocks up or down, yes, that is bad.
God damn it. Let's just all bend over, let Russia fuck us. North Korea's, everything's just fucked up. Asia's fucked up. The country's fucked up.
During a hearing on March 20th, Representative Jose Serrano of New York, a Democrat, asked Wilbur Ross during that hearing if anyone in the White House or the Republican Party had directed him to add a citizenship question.
Okay.
Ross said the Commerce Department, quote, was responding solely to the Department of Justice request.
You're
it's
lying.
A really good Wilbur Ross, by the way. I'm just patting myself on the back if you listen to him.
He barely sounds like he's still here. You know what I mean? He sounds like a yawn.
Well, here he is today responding to Donald Trump.
Yes.
Now deciding the WTO is his next victim that needs to be shat upon.
Ooh, yes. Mike Pence loves it.
Here's Wilbur Ross just to give you a little example of what he sounds like. Am I going to have to listen to an ad first?
Oh, God damn it. Mother, lay down some plastic. Wilbur Ross is going to take a nice big shit. I'm into it.
Crabdiving.com, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We've made no secret of our view that there are some reforms needed at the WTO.
Oh, my God.
See what I'm saying? There are more reforms. I don't mean to make fun of the elderly.
But this guy, fuck him. This oligarch.
But right, he's an evil fuckwad.
He's looting the country. All these fucking guys are. They're all fucking evil. They're all Dickens characters.
So on March 22nd, in a different hearing,
yes,
he responded to a representative, different representative that said that the DOJ, quote, initiated the request for inclusion of the citizenship question.
Yes. God.
But now he just gave testimony for a lawsuit in written form that said, my idea, I went to the DOJ.
That's insane. That's nuts. God. Hey, my boss just called me. I got to call her back.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
So Wilbur Ross at the time said that he was considering various fundamental issues regarding the upcoming census. Part of the considerations included whether to reinstate a citizenship question. As part of the process, he said, my staff and I consulted with the federal government components and inquired whether the DOJ would support. Now, this is part of the actual memo that he issued as part of testimony. So this is the testimony that's in direct contradiction to what he told the Democrats. So I guess, they sent a letter to him. I don't know where this goes because, again, the Republicans are all in charge and any ethics committees or anything like that. Even these independent ethics commissions have found Kellyanne Conway twice, I believe, was found found to be guilty of ethics violations for hawking Ivanka's shitty clothing line on fucking Fox and Friends, literally by telling people, go buy it. It's great stuff. And that's, you can't do that. And the ethics committee recommended to the president that she be disciplined. And Trump is like, whatever. I don't care. It's fine. Don't worry about it. And there was something else recently, another ethics violation that was the same thing. Oh, big deal. Don't worry about it. Ethics. What do we know for ethics? Because we all know the Republicans tried to do upon taking control of the Congress. They had Congress, but taking control under Trump, the first thing they tried to do was abolish an ethics panel. Here's Sarah Huckabee dodging a question about it at today's... this might have been in March, actually, but here's Sarah Huckabee.
Let's talk a little bit about the census decision here. A lot of critics have concerns that including the citizenship question will discourage immigrants from participating. Can you talk us through how the government is going to address those concerns?
Look, this is a question that's been included in...
Look, you know, she started, I hate that. Started with look.
Why is she such an asshole?
...through how the government is going to address those concerns.
Look, this is a question that's been included in every census since 1965,
nope.
With the exception of 2010,
nope.
When it was removed. We've contained this question that's provided data that's necessary for the Department of Justice to protect voters, and specifically to help us better comply with the Voting Rights Act, which is something that is important and a part of this process.
Except the part that we sued about and gutted because we like making sure that we prevent black people from voting.
Oh, yes. This Voting Rights Act. Why do they call it the Voting Rights Act?
Because that's what it was when it was passed in the 60s.
Yeah, yeah. What are they?
60s.
But they want it to be the Voter Suppression Act.
Well, right, and they're lying.
Yeah,
when they're saying they're going to protect the Voting Rights Act through a census question about citizenship. Well, we're just trying to protect the Voting Rights Act.
That makes people not want to participate in government. Like, who the fuck? They don't. Nobody wants to participate in this government. They don't trust our government.
They don't want us to participate in the government. That's the whole point.
That's true. That's true.
Again, the Republicans don't want to represent. They want to rule.
They want to loot. They want to loot, baby.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo all about Wilbur Ross and, and his nefarious dealings there. Yet another corrupt motherfucking gazillionaire in the Trump administration.
God, that's the most accurate way to describe yet another corrupt motherfucker in the Trump. They're all the same.
Yeah.
They're all the same. You know what's funny? They're all the same, except some of them are corrupt, but they're also Nazis.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's hold our breath for as long as you can and try to knock a few IQ points off so that you could maybe try to comprehend where some of this shit comes from.
Ooh, yes.
The headline says over the Drudge Report, dirty secret of Google email.
Oh, no. Is this about Gmail?
Yes. I mean, we figured we knew this, but this is...
They're reading my email?
Over at the Wall Street Journal, ooh, it's text dirty secret. The app developers sifting through your Gmail.
For what, you fucking perv?
Google said a year ago it would stop its computers from scanning the inboxes of Gmail users for information to personalize advertisements.
Yes. We've tailored your advertisements to your social security number. Congratulations.
Yeah. Here's Asian co-ed nurses.
What?
Tailored just to what you search for.
Hey, you ever see that? You know that movie, that Tom Cruise movie, Minority Report?
Yes, pre-crime division.
Oh, yeah. Red Ball, whatever the fuck that is. Where he's walking through, you walk through the hallways, and then based on who you are, a bunch of ads pop up.
Yes,
as you're walking
right.
Well, the truth is, like, people will be walking by today, this would be ads for gerbils, Pornhub.
Well,
Lawn
they got
jarts.
That shit. They got that shit now.
Little beacons or whatever,
like in stores where they're perfecting the technology that you'll walk by and your cell phone's going to go, and the shelf full of gizmos are going to say, buy me to your cell phone.
Oh God! But I see the gizmos.
But it'll be specific gizmos that are specific gizmos tailored to stuff that you like.
Oh, that's great! I like that. I hate having to think about what I want.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't know. I don't like scanning my email, but as far as remembering what I search for, I don't give a shit. I don't have a problem with ads being tailored to what I search for, because sometimes it fucking helps. I've searched for something that I want to buy, and then all of a sudden a Google ad pops up, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Right, but if you walk by the Gap, and then all of a sudden it says, hey, Ryan, there's a shaker knit sweater there your size if you want to buy it. Like, that's like, then something's tracking me. I don't
But Google continues, according to the Wall Street Journal here, continues to let hundreds of outside software developers scan the inboxes of millions of Gmail users.
Well, stop it, dickheads.
Who signed up for email-based services offering shopping price comparisons.
Oh, fuck.
Automated travel itinerary planners or other tools.
Like what automated itinerary planners? Like, what is that? Like, if I get
travel itinerary planners and stuff like that. So other apps that tap into Google services.
Okay.
Google is allowing, apparently, those app developers, if you download that app and give it permission.
Yes.
Like everybody does. You never read all those permissions. You download an app and you're like, yes. But it's going to be able to read your email.
I mean, I don't know, man.
They scan your email.
Stop scanning my fucking email. Just, why can't they just stop it? They could stop it.
Well, that's, I believe they're being complained about because of it.
You think Jeff Bosash will make him stop? He doesn't care.
Google does little to police the developers who train their computers and in some cases employees to read users' emails.
God damn. You fucking pervs, right?
One of the companies is Return Path Inc., which collects data from marketers by scanning the inboxes of more than 2 million people who signed up for one of the free apps.
Oh my God.
In their partner network using a Gmail, Microsoft, or Yahoo email address.
Let me understand this. So this app sends me ads because it reads all my emails, everything in my inbox. It says, hey, based on all your personal life with this Gmail, here's all the shit you should buy.
Yes.
That's nuts. That's crazy.
Computers normally do the scanning, analyzing 100 emails, a million emails a day.
Wow.
At one point, a couple of years ago, Return Path employees read about 8,000 unredacted emails to help train the company's software.
Stop it.
So it wasn't only, it was actual humans reading
okay
people's emails to help train the software.
And then I get ads in my Gmail?
You get ads everywhere.
Oh, okay.
On if you go on a website that is displaying Google ads.
Yeah.
Those are tailored to you.
Ugh. Can you guys just leave me the fuck alone?
So there you go. I mean, keep pay attention when you're adding a new app, I guess, if you're concerned about this. Make sure it doesn't your Gmail.
It's going to do something. Guys, reading all your fucking emails. Here's some. I mean, I don't want to buy shit based off shit I put in my email. I don't know.
They also will scan like emails that you've opened. They'll scan if there's spam mail even, and they scan what you've opened and what you haven't, and see what kind of subjects you open and you don't.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So there you go.
Wow. Thanks.
Big Brother be watching.
You know what, though? I need to buy some new Converse high tops. Mine are falling apart. I need to buy some new ones. Now, I wear those shoes every
Chuck Taylor's.
Yes, absolutely. I wear those fucking things every goddamn day.
Yes.
And all these fucking apps I have that are scanning all my shit. No, one of these apps has sent me an ad or a coupon for Chuck Taylor's, but I wear them every day. How are you missing that, you stupid idiots?
Google Chuck Taylor's once and click on a store that sells them, and now you will be receiving Chuck Taylor ads.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's all you got to do. Unless you've turned all that shit off.
Right.
Which you kind of can, but they don't make it
incredibly easy. The camera on my iPhone or on my computer hasn't scanned my feet to see what I'm wearing. Scan me.
Maybe. Who knows what? What it's seen.
The camera's like, this guy got his nipples are pierced. What are we sending?
So those are your headlines, everybody.
Yay, great.
Congratulations.
Fucking great. Wilbur Ross wants people to say, yeah, come get me. Drag me away. Deport me.
Yay, America.
Some company's reading my fucking email like a dick.
Tens of thousands of people marched over the weekend on Saturday to complain about the Trump GOP policy of ripping kids away from their parents because they're coming here seeking asylum.
But Obama!
I think they said 30 plus thousand in D.C. alone were at one march.
Holy shit.
That's all awesome, the big cities had lots and lots of people.
Yeah.
Even here in blood red Matt Gaetz district.
Boy.
Pensacola, the first district here in Florida, the bloodiest, reddiest district in Florida.
You went down there.
Because we're right nuzzled up against the taint of Alabama.
Fuck you, boy.
And I use taint in both ways. I did. I wandered down there. I was a little late.
Yeah.
But I got there almost an hour after it had started. It was wrapping up because it was fucking equator hot here and humid as fuck. But they did have a rally. They had a good turnout here.
Cool.
And then a hardcore group of, I don't know, maybe 30-ish, 50-ish people, maybe 30-ish. Hung out and went over to the other corner, Main Street, where one of the big thoroughfares are.
Yeah.
And stood on the corner waving their signs and
that's awesome.
Waving to traffic and got lots and lots of honks, thumbs up, things like that. There were the occasional flipping of the bird by redneck racist fuckers going by.
Did they get beat up?
They occasionally did that shit, but for the most part, it was overwhelmingly people.
That's awesome.
Honking in support and thumbs up and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, man.
A lot of cool liberals here of all walks of life.
We want to be empathetic. We want to be a good country. We don't want to be an evil, flawed fucking state.
I mean, encouraging to see older white folk.
Yeah.
Waving signs and saying fuck Trump and stuff like that. And with the great Southern accents, you would think, you know, you think of the stereotype.
Yeah, man.
And, not at all. These people are woke.
Listen, a lot of people hate the shit out of Donald Trump here. A lot of people. I do see every once in a while
younger people.
Some pro Trump bullshit, but what'd you say?
Younger people.
Yeah.
I think. At one of the rallies, Trump's America here.
Fuck you.
Speaking of Alabama.
Yes.
Our wonderful neighbors to the north and west.
Alabama, that's the state that nearly elected a child rapist as their senator, right?
Barely not.
Oh, okay.
But yes.
Right. Good job.
Congratulations, Alabama.
Yes.
You, just by half a percentage, didn't elect a child rapist.
Yeah.
Well, this is from a... that was at one of these Families Belong Together rally.
Okay.
In what part of town was this? This guy's name is Shane Seeley, I believe it is.
Right.
And the story is what happened was the... Mr. Seeley was gotten to a argument. Mr. Seeley is pro-Trump, anti-immigration.
Oh, perfect.
I'm willing to say a racist, fuckwad motherfucker. Creepy looking dude. Weird beard and long hair and shit. Really kind of creepy looking dude.
You know what I don't understand about racists? It's like what the people they hate, the race they don't want to live around, that they think is inferior or whatever. What do they want those people to do?
Get out.
To where?
No, they don't care. Don't care.
Does that not seem nuts,
there
guys?
There was a heart-wrenching interview with a woman who was just reunited with her daughter after 60 days, her six-year-old daughter.
Good God, dude.
Who, and they interviewed the woman, and she said, well, what do you say to other people? And she said, don't come to America. They have no heart here.
Right.
These people have no heart.
I love to argue with that person, but I can't.
And to you and I and all decent people, that's horrifying.
Absolutely.
To
man.
Somebody like this incel, Shane Seeley from Alabama, mission accomplished. That's what they want. That's what Jeff Bozsesh wants. He wants this poor woman whose child was removed, kidnapped from her.
Yes.
By the state gulag.
Fuck you.
And only returned 60 days later. They want her to go back say, don't go to the United States. They want a deterrent.
I mean, Donald Trump did this thing during the election. He made the case over and over again. America is the world's doormat. China's taking advantage of us on trade. NATO's not paying their fair share. Mexico's sending rapists. We're put upon. We're the victims.
Very unfair.
God.
Well, that's what he's saying about the WTO right now.
Right.
So. Mr. Seeley got into an argument with a woman, apparently,
right,
who he then pushed.
Oh, my God.
She pushed him back and knocked him over.
Good.
At which point, he jumped up and pulled out his big manly gun.
Oh, my God, guys.
Alabama man was arrested after he... And
yes?
The Corey Lewandowski rally cry now. He was walking around yelling, womp, womp.
Are you kidding
womp,
me?
Womp, womp.
Are you fucking kidding me? They're not embarrassed of that?
No, they're proud of that. They're proud of that. The little mincing cuck of a Democrat that Corey Lewandowski was talking to was being all bleeding heart talking about some little retarded 10-year-old girl got taken away from her parents. Womp, womp.
Holy shit.
This is the subhumans that they are.
God, we got to rip these guys out of our government and make them go back in the fucking woods with their fucking tiki torches and their Nazi medals and all their grossness. Fuck them.
Videos captured Seeley yelling Lewandowski's phrase and singing Vanilla Ice's song Ice Ice Baby.
Right.
Ice Ice.
Oh, God.
Baby.
Ah! Oh, we're gross.
Before the moments that, before the incident, a woman was leading a prayer at the moment at the rally. And she said, "We pray you will give us strength to not be defeated," at which he was yelling, "Womp, womp, womp, womp."
God, dude, imagine you're living under the threat of ISIS raiding your house or whatever, you deporting you. I mean,
authorities say Seeley pulled out the handgun after he pushed one of the protesters who pushed him back, knocking him to the ground. Pulled out a gun, held it in front of him. Everyone started screaming for everyone to drop to the ground. People started dropping to the ground, crying.
God damn. This guy's a terrorist.
And I did see.
That's fucking terrorism, man.
There's a video of. I guess the moment after he pulled out the gun and then put it back away and was walking away and people were yelling, gun, gun.
Right.
And pointing at him. And then, goddamn, man, some old white guy goes chugging up behind him as he's walking away. Like, no balls. I mean, the giant balls on this guy.
Did he disarm him or something?
He walked up to him, was pointing at him to the cops.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he was only like, he was right behind him, pointing to the guy. Like, he was.
That's crazy.
The guy's got a gun.
Good for him.
The guy was obviously walking away, trying to get away.
Yeah.
But
what did we read? We read that story, people that carry guns. I mean, you know, this is the kind of shit they do. They escalate situations.
He tried to leave the park, but witnesses pointed him out to police, yelling he had a gun.
Right.
Officers cut him off, drove an SUV onto the field, took him into custody for brandishing a firearm and for having a firearm within 1,000 feet of a protest. I guess you're not supposed to do that either.
Perfect. No.
His permit to carry a concealed weapon has been revoked.
Aw, damn. Sorry, guys.
So there's a responsible citizen with a permit to carry a concealed weapon.
He's following all the rules.
That pulled it on a woman who pushed him back.
I mean,
he initiated the assault.
I mean, you know, if the gun is out of the equation, what does he do instead? Pulls a knife? Does he yell? Does he shake his fist?
He was doing that throughout the whole rally. That's what all the video is of him running around and going womp, womp, and yelling at people who were trying to speak into the microphone.
You wonder how many people that are like that guy that maybe don't have access to a gun or aren't allowed to have a gun. They don't escalate to that point because they don't have a gun.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So Trump's America. Yay.
Yay. Good job, everybody.
I didn't see any guns at the Pensacola.
No.
After rally.
Right. Well, it seemed like everybody there, from the pictures, they all look cool, you know.
Everybody was really cool.
Yeah.
I met the candidate for Congress here that's running against Matt Gaetz.
No, God, you got to win, dude. Get rid of this Matt Gaetz, dickhead.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough in this district.
But Matt Gaetz is the shittiest.
He's pretty horrible, yeah.
I mean,
he's almost as bad as Jim Jordan. He's pretty dumb though. I'm seeing too many, you know, like at Raw Story or some of the other lib periodicals out there. I see too many times now where it'll say GOP rep humiliated on TV trying to defend Trump, and it's fucking Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Louis Gohmert.
Right. You know what's funny? Somewhere Matt Gaetz made a statement last year about something, and the Pensacola News Journal said Matt Gaetz making a statement from his parents' living room.
All right.
But that's how he got the job, right? His dad was in politics or something?
His dad was one of the poobahs of the Republican Party here in Florida, yeah.
Why do we have a Gaetz dynasty?
Allegedly corrupt as fuck, of course. Right.
But why do we have a Gaetz dynasty? Why do we have to have that?
That's how it works. The family business. You find out you can make a lot of money being a corrupt congressman.
God damn.
And one of the worst Trump whores out there.
Oh, I mean, he's
out there, yeah, he's out there screaming for Mueller to be prosecuted, not only fired. Mueller should be prosecuted for illegally going after the poor president and his poor people.
Right.
Patriots.
You know, at least with some of these Republicans that they say they're quote unquote moderates, they can appear sane, you know. And at least they're sneaky enough where they can be, I don't know, they can sort of sell their bullshit to you. So I can see how some right-wing nut job dickbag voter could say, well, I'm voting for this guy because he X, Y, and Z. And they're not embarrassed.
Right, right.
How do you do that with Matt Gaetz, though? Because he's fucking weird.
Because you just press R when you walk into the ballot box here.
Does it not bother them that he was the only guy? The only guy to vote against that human trafficking bill.
He's a Republican, and there's a lot of people in this district that are convinced Democrats like to kill babies and want open borders.
Well, that would make me think Republicans want people to be human trafficked.
No, because nobody has stopped human traffickers more than Trump.
Oh, yes, right. Wasn't he involved in some kind of human trafficking bullshit with Trump models or something with Melania?
You haven't been reading QAnon, Ryan. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes knows about.
Kate, give me the QAnon dossier right now.
Oh, you know who's into QAnon?
Who? LeBron.
And who is now, after losing his radio gig, is now on a podcast.
Okay.
On Breitbart.
Oh, shit.
The Kurt Schilling podcast.
Oh, my God.
Because nobody wants to know more than what some lunkhead old baseball player thinks.
Please, God, never let this dickbag into the Hall of Fame. Never!
This idiot really, he's all Q now.
He's so dumb.
He's all QAnon.
You know, he lost a lot of money in some dumbass video game he invested
in. Did you see
is he developing that?
When he was going to run against Elizabeth Warren, wasn't he?
I fucking forgot about it.
And he held a pro-Trump rally. He wanted to have a pro-Trump coming out party of himself that he's going to run. And literally 3 to 5 people showed up, of which 2 or 3 of them were journalists.
Yes.
Like, nobody went.
Nobody went.
Nobody went. Because he's
God,
a fucking,
Kurt.
Even the right wing knows he's a fucking moron.
Dude, Kurt Schilling. When you won the World Series for Boston, the bloody sock and all that shit.
Oh God,
fucking shit ever. But like a lot of redneck baseball players, you open your mouth and you say stupid fucking shit.
Right.
Why can't you be?
I usually do winners and losers here, but I want to tell you quickly about something that's happened to me. I tweeted out earlier this week about a group, a movement that I had I've been asked about quite a bit. And it got to the point where I said there was enough interest that I started to look into it myself. Like I said, I dig into stuff and try to find out at the root level what things are. And it's basically, it's something called the Q. And I've been asked, do you believe the Q? Do you know who the Q is? And all this other stuff.
Now, here's where a rational human being would say, I looked into this Q stuff. There's no corroboration. It's bullshit. It's like Bible prophecy. It's vague bullshit put out there that you could then fit a squarish peg into a squarish hole later on and say, oh, this is obviously the prophecy. Yeah.
You know what I hate when these people do this shit? Like, I like to really figure things out. I like to get down to the root of
I'm
what's
smart.
Going on.
No, well, he's laying the groundwork that this is dumb as shit, but I believe it.
It's like you can just say you're smart and you're smart. That's not true, Kurt. I like to get down to the root of what's going on. Oh, fuck you.
I don't want to have to explain.
You're a genius.
Look at I'm smart. I'm smart. People think I'm dumb, but I'm smart.
How do you figure out what's going on, Kurt?
I have the best words.
I lose the InfoWars and read Breitbart.
So stupid.
And I start to look into it. And I tweeted out the other day something about it. And I know there's something there for this reason. The amount of anger and the hate that came from Twitter, that came from Facebook, back towards me, just for asking a simple question. I said, listen, I played a video. I said, I've been looking into this, and I think this video is pretty fascinating.
So he plays some moron QAnon video.
Yeah. And what does he think?
Oh, well, obviously he thinks it's fascinating. There's something to it.
But, dude, if you're getting to the root of something, if you just listen to what QAnon says...
Well, yeah, then you would also research the criticism of Q.
Yeah, yeah.
And the sane people saying, this is dumb. It's on 4chan. This is not a high-ranking government official. And it certainly is not Donald Trump secretly sending coded messages to you dummies.
Yes. Well, you know what, though? To be fair, if I read something on the Washington Post or the New York Times, I don't really... I'll read it. I'm not going to look for another source because...
Well, there's a slight difference between 4chan and the New York Times.
What is it? I like to get down to the root cause. I'm going to listen to QAnon. Oh, my God. Blow it out your ass, you fuck.
Anyway, do you want to hear any more of this? He's way into it.
It's a video that kind of summarizes kind of where Q is right now, but it's a group of people that are very Christian-focused group of people.
Who gives a fuck if they're Christian?
He's any Christian-focused group of Christian folks, or they're Christian-focused. Who cares?
Very Christian-focused group of people who believe the deep state is real.
Because God knows Christians aren't gullible at all. Christians are the arbiters of truth.
No, they're not gullible. He's about to tell me how Christians believe in the deep state.
Oh, well, listen to this. He's going to use that exact word.
Who believe the deep state is real, which I don't think we can deny anymore that the deep state exists.
Right.
But I want you to go to YouTube, and I want you to search for Q for Beginners Part 1. Who is Q? And there's
Somebody
made a YouTube video.
Listen to the source, his quality source that he quotes.
Is it the Washington Post?
Whose handle is Praying Medic.
Praying Medic posted it. Obviously.
What is that?
Obviously, Praying Medic.
Is that a newspaper?
Is a reputable source. No, it's some asshole on YouTube made a video that said,
that a YouTube account?
Q is real.
Oh, my God, dude. You know what? I understand how you were an amazing baseball player because you played baseball. And whenever you thought about reading anything, you're like, no. I'm going
to
throw this.
Now I got to play the rest of this.
Baseball.
How
is Kurt Schilling?
Listen to moron got hit in the face with too many line drives logic works here. Because look at where he goes with his conclusion.
Yes.
And it's a 4-minute, 50-second video that basically kind of lays out what Q is. And... if you want to find out about its impact, just tweet something about it or social media. Watch the level of anger that comes back at you.
Because it's dumb. The stupidest, dumbest, most moronic fucking thing on the face of this goddamn fucking planet. And you idiots believe it. And you're voting.
Right. And Kurt, the reason it's disturbing that... what platform is this fucknut on? I forget.
Breitbart Podcast. Kurt Schilling Podcast on the Breitbart Network.
You are, God, Kurt, you are a badass pitcher. You are not, I guarantee you, you will not get in the fucking Hall of Fame because baseball writers are not stupid and they are not going to vote for you because you say vile, shitty, homophobic, racist bullshit. God, you're garbage. You fucking QAnon. The level of hatred. Well, you're a fuck.
But listen to his logic. If you want to know about the impact, tweet something about it and look at how much hate comes back. So obviously it's real.
That's the dumbest fucking shit ever, isn't it?
Why don't you tweet about how the earth is flat? And you'll get the same amount more
of more of people saying you're a fucking idiot and a moron. So that then convinces you maybe there's something to this Earth flat thing.
Kurt, you're so delusional. You thought instead of Elizabeth Warren as senator, you should take her job, right?
Yeah, Pocahontas.
Are you kidding me? Did he call her Pocahontas?
He talked to, I don't know if he said that specifically, but he definitely made fun of her being a fake Indian.
You know, that our president calls a senator or anybody. That is so, we are so fucked up. We're so fucked up. And Kurt Schilling, you're a fuck.
Just a what fuck logic, head. Though? Well, if you want to find out if it's real, just tweet about it and look how many people call you stupid. So
they
obviously it's real.
They, you know, these right-wing nut jobs, they all say, just Google Clinton plus mass grave or whatever the fuck.
Oh, right, right.
You'll be amazed all the shit you'll see. No, I'm not amazed.
Yes, I will be amazed at all the shit I see and how many people believe that shit. But it will amaze me.
I'm not going to see New York Times article. I'm not going to see WAPO article.
Oh, no.
I'm going to see Breitbart.
But this YouTube video, you should check it out, man. This YouTube video totally proves.
So I'm supposed to believe QAnon and the deep state exists based on a video that is 4 minutes and 50 fucking seconds long.
Well, define deep state.
I don't know.
If deep state means a culture of lifelong professionals in intelligence and in our government and in our law enforcement that should be nonpartisan and will resist criminal things happening, then yes, there's a fucking deep state. Yes. Right. If there are, I hope everybody in the FBI is like, oh my God, this is a fucking, it's turning into fucking fascism.
Yes.
With Duccellini running the fucking White House. And,
oh, that's funny.
And yes, we should all as citizens be saying this needs to stop.
Do they consider the dick bags like empty-headed Kurt Schilling? Do they consider things like Holder and Obama working on gerrymandering or something? Is that the deep state to them?
Oh, sure.
But that's just like...
Obama's in a bunker somewhere, right? Didn't Alex Jones say that? Well, Obama, where's Obama? He's in a bunker somewhere plotting the overthrow. You know what's happening.
Well, Alex...
Where do I play this next?
I mean, he might be in a basement where there... You know, maybe he has a rec room wherever he lives now, and that's a basement with a pool table in there. I mean, you know, it's bunker-esque.
Oh, you know he's got a man cave.
Oh, yes.
With a bar where, you know, him and all his cronies go. We look at this place. I got...
Don't they just, is it true they just hang out at the banquet rooms at Comet Ping Pong Pizzagate?
Right. He's got a wine bar.
Yeah.
I'm sure. It's a lovely Cabernet.
I left a Muslim prayer rug at the fucking border.
So there you go. Don't worry, everybody. Kurt Schilling is on it.
And that, to me, in and of itself, says that there's something there. But I've been looking into it.
People jumping on him, calling him a fucking moron when he tweets about it. That tells me there's something there.
And that, to me, in and of itself, says that there's something there. But I've been looking into it. I'm going to continue to look into it. Anyway, thanks again to James Hellingpole. Thanks again.
Anyway, so
I mean, basically, in his show, he told me to watch a QAnon video. He talked about the deep state. He reminded me he's looking into it, and then he also told me that he's going to continue to look into it, and then he plays his music, and then leaves?
Yes.
But what do I know now that I didn't know before? I mean, what little bit of...
Don't worry, he's on top of this queue in case you didn't know what it was, and he just wants you to know that he's looking into it.
Hey, Kurt Schilling.
There's got to be something to it, because everybody's calling him a fucking moron for tweeting about it.
Hey, Kurt. I'm just curious, are you delusional? Are you so delusional that you think that you're the one guy on this planet that figured out the deep state?
Yes.
Why would it be you,
That's
though?
What they
you
all are.
Answer that
That's
question.
That's what they all are. They go with their beer gut hanging out, and they type in 4chan, and they read, and they're like, I get it. I know what 74 Foxtrot L7 means.
I know what it means because in 1974, there was, and they'll literally go through like trying to find what happened in 1974. I followed one of these threads time where they were trying to figure out what Q was saying. What did this mean? Oh my God. What does kangaroo?
Right. Why do their brains allow these dickheads to make such stupid conclusions, to make such dumbass connections? Is it that
they like to think they're smart?
Racist that they want to find something negative about Obama. They want to believe.
Well, that's part of it, but it's just that general conspiracy theory shit.
Should we be concerned that we're sharing our planet with a bunch of lunatics that are borderline and they're armed? That Kurt Schilling in that whatever the fuck you want to call that pod shit in his pod shit.
Crabdiving.com.
Yes.
Listen to our pod shit.
Yeah, yeah. He sounds like an unhinged person. He sounds crazy.
Well, he's dumb. He got kicked off of AM radio for being a fucking moron and offensive.
He has guns, you think?
Oh, you know Kurt Schilling has guns. Of course he does.
I hate that lunatics like this have guns.
Lost his fortune.
Oh, yes.
In a stupid video game company.
Dude, you know, your career, you should just handle where you're standing on the mound and throwing the balls. And I know that's not fair to say to a lot of athletes. A lot of athletes aren't assholes. LeBron James isn't an asshole.
Didn't he do the behind the camera or in front of the camera thing for 10 minutes until he said something stupid on ESPN?
Yes. Yes. And those guys aren't going to fucking put up with it. Those fucking, not the fucking players on there, but those writers aren't going to put up with that shit.
Okay, I can't wait till Faithless Friday, everybody. I just checked, and we do have a Jim Baker clip. I know for many here that many of our listeners, we've gotten feedback that love the Jim Baker clips.
Yes.
Especially Lori.
Right.
We all love Lori. This is hot off the presses, Jim Baker.
Yay.
Oh, man.
This is Lori heavy.
Well, he's got coffee now.
Oh, come on,
I wonder if it's any good.
Oh, he just...
$80 will get you deluxe coffee and creamer bucket with a 30-year shelf life.
Oh, my God. That's shit. That's ground-up cardboard. Oh, imagine how gross that fucking coffee is.
I haven't vetted this clip. I haven't listened to it.
Crab diving.
The headline.
Unfucking vetted.
The headline will be worth it if this is true. Here we go. It's only a minute and 48.
God has spoken to us to prepare for what's coming.
Okay.
At the bottom of the screen.
God hadn't said shit to me.
Genesis 41:57.
Ooh.
Moreover, all countries came to Egypt to Joseph to buy grain, because the famine was so severe in all the lands.
Yay.
What does that mean?
So nobody had any food, so they showed up to Egypt.
Well, Joseph apparently had grain.
Wow.
Oh, he had the grain hidden in his pyramids.
Oh, yes.
Right? According to Ben Carson.
Joseph. Oh, Joseph from the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Not Joseph, Jesus' fucking dad.
And then he
sang.
Yeah. And danced.
Close every door to me, blah, 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 blah.
I couldn't tell you one song from,
I've
never seen Joseph. I've never done
Jacob,
it. I never,
Jacob
bum, I'll bum, have to bum, watch bum, it at bum, one bum, point. Bum, bum.
I believe Donald Trump was given by God to give us a respite.
Lori agrees.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Donald Trump was given.
Now, I think he's going to expound
right,
on what he said the last time, the last clip we played, which is that Donald Trump is to give Christians a little respite of everything's good, everything's Jesus-y.
Yeah.
Until God comes and smites everybody before the end times.
Why
at which point, you're going to have to buy your 30-year shelf life coffee.
Can I ask you something that's bizarre? I just never thought of this.
Yeah.
I mean, if you make up this religion, right? It's in the Bible, whatever's in the Bible.
Yay!
Yes. Why don't you make it when God finally shows up again? Why don't you make that it's good rather than everything's going to blow up and burst into fucking flames?
Because they're all about the punishment. How many times have we seen comments
Jesus
or have
Christ.
We been told
comments directed at us that I can't wait till you die and you see that you're going to go to hell, atheist, and I'm going to be up there roasting Yay. Marshmallows, watching your ass burn and something right. for eternity.
You know what I say to that
They're
person?
They're thrilled about the fact that we are going to suffer for right. eternity, no matter how good of a person we might be. Because we don't believe in their sky god, we're going to suffer for eternity. Sucks. What a great god they've got.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. Sorry. Fuck.
I went off on a...
That's all right.
Preaching
I was
myself.
I was going to say something about some... I was going to make a comment about how stupid this religion shit is. I don't remember.
It's coming. I believe Donald Trump was given by God to give us a respite and give us a time of prosperity. But do you think... Time the evil.
Did she just say time of prosperity? Did she just echo what he said?
I don't know what she said. She's trying to get a word in, man.
Oh, is she digging in her purse for a zanny?
Hey, Lori, do you get paid per word?
But do you think time the evil Antichrist spirit is
time to prepare? I think she said.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
I think she's giving him an assist there.
That's good advice.
Time for prosperity. Time to prepare.
Prepare, everybody, for whatever. Time
the evil Antichrist spirit is sitting back?
No.
They're fighting tooth and toenail. Uh-huh. They're fighting the president.
Yes.
They want to kill him.
Yes.
And believe me.
That's crazy.
Lori is the best improv person ever.
She's just like making noises.
Oh, yes. No. Yes. Oh, no.
You know those, like, what's that thing that with a little, a circle thing with a bunch of lights on it? Simon Says. And you would have to press.
Like green, blue, red.
Yeah, it made noises,
you
right?
You have to play it back, yeah.
That's what she is.
Kill him?
Yes.
And believe me, if they get one open shot, someone will kill our president.
Matter of fact, in the news yesterday, they had to go and find somebody in Pennsylvania that has made threats to the president of the United States to kill him.
Yes.
This is real. And when you talk about the prop.
Well, that never happens. Lori, good thing that never happens.
Listen, everybody needs to know that Lori is just not going to be quiet. She will not.
Oh, yeah.
She will persist.
She's probably fun to watch a movie with.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is real. And when you talk about the prophets being here on this stage, this is the number one thing that keeps saying, Jim, Lori, audience, we are living in the most prophetic time in history than any other time.
Right.
If that's the case, we're.
Well, I was going to ask you.
This guy is.
Yeah. I just figured he's a right wing nut job dick fuck. Who are these prophets again? This always confuses me. The prophets are here. They're talking to us. What are they doing?
Well, Jim.
Jim's a prophet.
Sure. He talks right to God.
But Trump is not a prophet because Trump is God to these people.
I don't fucking know.
Than any other time. If that's the case, we're getting the storehouse ready one bucket at a time. And all you preppers that don't have coffee, this is your moment to start getting your coffee ready.
Listen to
Good
these
God.
Fucking whores.
Seamless.
Listen to them. Yeah. Oh, end times, the Lord, Trump for a respite, and he's getting us ready for everything. And
he
you guys
right
are going to need
it.
Your coffee.
He just slides right into that. Oh, my God. This guy, you're good. You're good, you
preppers that don't have coffee. This is your moment to start getting your coffee ready. Start stocking up on coffee. Bartering is going to be the number one thing.
What do you think that would be worth when if the sun don't shine?
Oh,
what?
God. You might be able to pick up a 12-year-old girl for this coffee.
That coffee. How big is the bucket of that coffee?
It's a big bucket of coffee.
I mean, there's no way that's good.
No, there's
right.
No
way. I mean,
it's good coffee. There's no way it's good coffee.
You know, if I'm stuck in some endless eternal, and I got the coffee so bad, eventually, I'm just gonna end it. I like coffee.
Creamer.
Oh, there's creamer.
Also, it's coffee and creamer.
Some white powder or something.
Oh, of course.
That would be worth when if the sun don't shine, what would it be worth?
What
the
fuck does that mean?
The spot.
Well, I think you can get about 9 goats for it, Jim. I'm not sure.
I think you're right. I think they're going to trade for children, these creepy fucks.
What would it be worth when if if the sun don't shine? What would it be worth if this power goes out and there's no trucks running and the EMP bomb or whatever they're talking about for these last days?
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
The EMP bomb or whatever.
And Lori just, dude. Lori just astrally projects right to the apocalypse. Did you hear her? Like, "What?" When the lights go out, oh,
she's in it.
Oh,
Lori, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna go to heaven. I'm not worried about you. I mean, God.
If the sun don't shine, what would it be worth with the this power goes out and there's no trucks running and the EMP bomb or whatever they're talking about for these last day events? This 2 gallon bucket, mm-hmm. a packs of coffee.
Yes,
you could trade them for whatsoever you want.
That's it.
You could probably get a new car for one packet of coffee.
I was thinking a blowjob, or maybe.
You're going to be able to get a new car for one packet of shitty bucket coffee.
What about a caricature? Maybe somebody will draw a caricature of me for a bucket of coffee.
A new car
for
Jim. Shitty coffee.
How good is that car, you dick? I mean, the coffee.
Well, there you go. These people are fucking nuts.
How much is the bucket of coffee? Not to belabor.
$80.
Oh, okay. How many ounces is that? Is that a better deal?
It's 5 gallon bucket, but it's mixed coffee with creamer.
What's the per ounce price?
I don't.
Is it under 30?
That we need to. Kate,
it's under
30
cents, and that's a good. I don't want 80 pounds of this shit. I don't know.
Oh wait, good. Thank you, Right Wing Watch. They have a direct link to the coffee.
Oh good. Oh, so we can buy it. We don't want to help these people. We don't want to sell their fucking shit. Hate coffee.
With this offer, you receive 8 freeze dried Colombian coffee pouches with 60 servings per pouch, 1 vanilla pudding pouch.
Oh, you want to fuck with my vanilla pudding pouch?
1 morning mousse low fat milk pouch with 20 servings per.
Hey, anybody want some of my chocolate pudding pouch? I got a pouch of pudding. I can't take this.
For $80.
Oh, my God. Old people or whoever's buying this, stop it. Oh, it's garbage.
I'm sure it's great coffee.
Quit throwing your money away. Oh, my God. You want to see my chocolate moo pouch? You want to see my vanilla pudding pouch?
What do you think it's worth if the sun don't shine? What will it be worth if the power goes out and there's no trucks running due to an EMP bomb or whatever they're talking about for these last day events?
An EMP or whatever.
2 gallon bucket. It's 5, he said. Of packs of coffee. You could trade them for whatever you want. You could probably get a new car from one packet of coffee.
I mean, Jim, I don't know. Or no, someone else is saying this, not Jim Baker.
No, that's what he just said.
It's just not true. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to think about this shit. This is deranged.
All you preppers.
Oh, like,
all you preppers.
How the fuck can this guy sell this shit? How do you look at these people and get them to buy this? God, you have no soul, Jim. Damn. You're just, there's no heart. There's no soul in you. Lori is just a fucking blow up doll walking around with fucking Xanax shoved up her fucking asshole.
Yay.
God.
How do
they do this? How do they decide this can of coffee is $80? It's shameful.
I don't know. And, maybe
so
they're
dumb, man.
Maybe they are.
Are you ashamed of your. No, nobody's ashamed of themselves. Never mind.
Who? Them?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
This doesn't exist. I just don't know how you do this. Don't
His
you feel
followers
bad for these
should
poor
be ashamed of themselves for
buying this shit.
He went to jail for defrauding old stupid people, and now he's defrauding old stupid people.
My mom, as a joke, wanted to buy us some of this shit, but I just don't.
I mean,
mom.
It's too much money for
it's
that
too
joke.
Much.
Yeah,
it's not worth it. It's so stupid. What, you know what I picture? I'm in the apocalypse. I'm having a good old time. I'm going through my food, and all of a sudden I get halfway through my dehydrated fucking omelet sausage corn fuck thing, whatever the fuck, man. It's like, oh look, halfway down. Oh, the cat must have taken a shit in this 5 years ago or something. It's like kitty litter, right?
I'm sure it's the highest quality.
Oh, by the way, if you want to go pick up a copy of the soundtrack to Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, right, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a big fat piece of. Not a fat piece, but a piece.
Whatever. Yesterday.
Yay.
At 6:34 p.m.
Yes.
Alex Jones tweeted out something very important.
Can I ask you a question real quick about Jim Baker? Do you think they sell, because what Jim needs in the apocalypse, that motherfucker needs a bucket of Xanax. Are they selling Xanax for the apocalypse? You see, you don't want, Lori's got to have her pills, Jim. You know,
she might get a little upset.
She didn't give a fuck about those powdered food shit. She wants her pills.
Alex Jones yesterday tweeted a very important announcement, everyone.
Fuck you.
All caps, breaking. Democrats plan to launch civil war on July 4th.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wanted to talk to you about this. I was working on this whole thing. Are you down? Do you want to do it? Do you want to do a civil war?
He's on to us, everybody.
Oh, shit. Kate, put all the plans in a burn bag. We got to get rid of everything. Get cracking.
July 4th, specifically, apparently, the Democrats are preparing to launch a civil war against the United States of America, against Don Jay specifically.
Right.
Alex Jones showed up. You know, he's got, he's embearded now.
Ooh, yes. He's I think that's perfect for him.
He's all facial haired up.
Jeez. Does he look like Gimli the dwarf from Lord of the Rings?
And
fascist Gimli.
His audio wasn't working for the first like 30 seconds.
I was elected.
And then it abruptly kicks in. So he's talking to the camera. He doesn't know being heard.
Hold on a second. He fucked up his Civil War announcement because he didn't have the microphone on.
Well, I think he gets to it.
That's sad. It's historic.
Alex Jones.
Going back 18, 19 months ago. Establishment publications that don't communicate with the general public, but establishment publications that communicate with the governmental and corporate institutions began to develop a plan for a civil emergency using civil unrest, racial strife.
So like insider publications are planning. Not the talks to the public, but internal.
Can I have a question that's very cuckish? What is how do you use civil strife if you're the subject of the strife?
What do you mean?
He's saying people are going to use racial strife or something like that.
Yes.
But
the Democrats are going to fire up the Negroes, pretending that they're being persecuted racially.
Right. Kate, what's going on with the racial strife? Do you have that worked out or no? Okay.
No, it's not working.
Oh, shit. God.
There we go.
In America, to force Trump out.
Yeah.
That was in Atlantic Monthly. It was in the Financial Times of London. It was in New Yorker magazine. And then I saw them right after Trump got.
Which are all magazines for the public. What secret publications was he talking about? Publications are for, not for the public.
You're missing.
Atlantic?
Listen to me. If you want to hide something, if you want to make something secret to a bunch of people that can barely read, you put it,
but no, he's saying the evil elite that are anti-Trump starting the civil war peeps are sending these messages via.
Oh, I see.
These publications.
I thought they were keeping it secret. I think he was saying it's being kept secret because it's in the New Yorker or the Atlantic.
No,
Monthly.
The New York and the New Yorker and the Atlantic are the evil publications that are secretly setting up and planning the overthrow of Donald Trump.
But the Atlantic is kind of, can't it be kind of conservative-ish? Conservative-ish?
I think it's kind of artsy, isn't it? Or
conservative-ish.
No, I've seen some
Central Times of London.
Some good scoops from the Atlantic, too.
It was in New Yorker magazine. And then I saw them right after Trump got into office, tested out on MSNBC and CNN. We need a civil emergency. We need a civil war.
What? Who's saying this? Who is saying on MSNBC, we need a civil emergency?
Michelle,
you know,
Obama.
What we need is a good fucking civil war.
Everybody's saying it. But you know, what they were saying, some people are saying, Michelle Obama called for a civil war and then put on a dress with no sleeves, and she has a dick.
And CNN, we need a civil emergency. We need a civil war. We need to remove Trump. He's going to destroy the economy. He's a Russian agent.
Okay, we need to remove Trump. He's going to destroy the economy. He's a Russian agent. Yes, guilty, guilty, guilty.
Right.
Those things are being said.
Is it okay for him to do any of those things, Alex?
The reason those things are being said is because of all the, let's say it together, evidence!
Right after Trump got into office.
There's not one administration official that doesn't have Russian cum bubbling out of all of their holes.
Oh, it's everywhere. It's a total drizzle fest.
Everything that comes out. Were they secretly meeting with the Irish? Were they secretly trying to meet with the Latvians?
No.
Every single fucking secret clandestine bullshit meeting has to do with Russians.
What about the fuckers? Dude, and what about the fuckers that met in the middle of the island out in the middle of fucking nowhere? What about that meeting?
Seychelles?
Yeah. Yes. Trump Tower.
It's where spies meet.
What about Poopadoopolis? What about the dossier?
And how many indictments and guilty pleas already?
Why would Sessions lie about meeting with Russians?
Well, I thought that they said that, do I speak Russian?
What about
did
Mike
I
Flint?
Speak to any Russians?
What about Trump going in a room with the White House to jack off two Russian guys all by himself?
Right.
What about that? What about the meeting they're planning with Putin?
I totally got rid of that Comey guy. He's batshit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
Yeah.
That's what he told the guy in that little meeting, right?
Yeah, Lavrov and Fuckerov.
Fuckerov?
Tested out on MSNBC and CNN. We need a civil emergency. We need a civil war. We need to remove Trump. He's going to destroy the economy.
Yes,
he's a Russian agent, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the first part's no. Nobody wants a civil war. Nobody wants civil unrest. Yes, we want to remove Trump.
And also,
legally,
let's say Trump isn't a Russian agent. Let's say he doesn't have any ties to Russia. What difference would it make? He's doing everything Putin wants anyway.
Right.
So I saw them test running. So I went on air and I said, look, they're planning a civil war. They're planning all this unrest. They're planning to do more cop killing, Black Lives Matter.
They're cop killing / Black Lives Matter.
God,
there's your branding that these morons do.
Right.
Antifa, murdering, murder. Antifa, kill everybody.
How is it legal?
Violent.
To he's inciting shit. This is like going to a movie theater and yelling fire. He's telling his base that he knows, his audience, that he knows the liberals are going to come for him. He knows that Black Lives Matter, that hashtag, somehow a hashtag is going to start killing cops.
They're planning to do more cop killing, Black Lives Matter. This is a plan by the globalists to do this. This is where they're saying, use the 25th Amendment to remove the president during the crisis, extrajudicially, all of it. And so then I saw George Soros's...
The 25th Amendment is not extrajudicially. It's in the fucking Constitution, you fucking asshole. The Constitution that at least the Second Amendment has your lick marks all over it daily. But for some reason, the 25th Amendment, well, that's extrajudicial. They want to use that. Get rid of the crazy president.
They see the Constitution as a golden corral. They just want to dip up certain. They want to eat some things, not eat other things. Get it at all, stupid.
Hate the 16th.
Media Matters and CNN, all make me the main enemy. And I had a big audience, so we were important, but not that important. As soon as I began to beat the drum and go, look, they're calling for martial law. They're calling for civil unrest. They're calling for a civil war.
No, no, no. How could we have martial law? Trump is in charge.
Right.
Thunder cunt. I mean, seriously, how are we calling for military takeover? Trump's in charge. Find me one liberal that is asking for martial law. You guys are asking for martial law. I mean, when there were a million women peacefully marching, yes. Millions of women peacefully marching, you guys wanted to call out the troops and arrest them.
You make a good point. The Democrats, the liberals, are not in charge. You're right. How are you going to call for martial law? How is Nancy Pelosi going to call for martial law?
Right. Here's a little bit more of this. This goes on for like 20 minutes. Assholes, I'm just going to play another minute or two.
Snowflake,
they went crazy and would say, Jones is lying. No one called for that. Even though I'd show you dozens of articles.
There was a general, is it McCaffrey? I forget which general that one of the many that he hates.
Yes.
That he used to blow loads to moment by moment when he would think about them, by the way. But now they're because they're anti-Trump and yes. They know that Trump is going to destroy this fucking country.
No more
now
all loads. Of a sudden,
oh, these deep state generals, these libtard generals.
Ooh.
Libtard generals.
Good God.
How liberal is McCaffrey? How liberal are these retired fucking generals?
Right. And I'll tell you this, McCaffrey's sad. He misses Alex Jones's loads. He's like, it's been a long time.
So Alex Jones, is upset with these deep state generals, and he accuses them of inciting treason. One of those generals was like,
yeah.
Here he is. Here's the clip. Listen to him. Listen to him. Calling for treason. Calling for civil unrest. Well, the general was saying, you know what? If things don't happen, people need to protest. People need to get out to the streets
right.
peacefully protest.
Yes.
Look at that general calling for civil unrest. Calling for civil war.
But
traitor.
It's more of this gaslighting shit, right?
Right.
That side is violent. That side, they're putting kids in cages. The cops
killing
are shooting
cops
black people.
/ Black Lives Matter. They're planning on killing more cops. Black Lives Matter. That's exactly how he said it.
Cops are killing black people. It's not the other
they
way
They shouldn't
around.
Be black and running. Shouldn't have been born black.
So, they're not even running. There's one guy standing in his yard with his cell phone. How many times was he shot? Like 30?
I don't know.
He's insane.
Maybe looked at him nasty or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just making a call in your backyard. Pow, 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 pow.
I've been through my life. There's a black, scary black in front of me.
God.
That's basically what it is.
Are these cops afraid of something? Not to be a dick, but damn. I saw a cop across the street parked his fucking this huge SUV. Bars on the front.
Look who's becoming cops these days. It ain't officer friendly anymore. They're big, roided up, shaved-headed Gestapo.
What are they?
Many of them.
What do they think is going to happen?
And they're taking these guys who probably should be treated for PTSD.
Oh, yeah,
and insane violent tendencies and shit because they were sent to a stupid war that we relied into.
I mean, a cop's job is to de-escalate.
And they come back here and they can't fit into society, so they become a cop.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. Channel that violence and that anger.
It's fucked up.
When cops should be the most peaceful people on the fucking planet.
When a cop shows up, you shouldn't be like, uh-oh, now we're going to get shot.
De-escalate. Peaceful yes. resolutions. Nope. Shoot him!
Fuck you!
But we hate cops.
Oh, yes.
That drives me crazy, too.
Oh, God.
It's so black and white.
You hate people that abuse power and break the law and threaten people and kill people, you know?
The, why is Martha's Vineyard trending on the Twitter?
Yes. I don't know. Some rich white guy's on a windsurfer.
Trump defender Alan Dershowitz complains he's being victimized by social profiling, quote,
I've experienced this firsthand on Martha's Vineyard.
So people are shaming him.
Old friends are shunning me, trying to ban me from their social life.
They don't want to hang out with a bunch of fascist Nazi dickheads.
Yeah, and Alan Dershowitz should be shunned. He is a Trump whore. He is on television. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him. He's a Harvard law professor.
Yes.
Somehow he's sucked the Trump butt jizz.
Jeez.
But doing some felching.
How do you get that out of there? You know what I picture? You know when you go to you see a tree with a
don't use a plastic straw
with a syrup nozzle stuck into the side of it. Is that
with
how
a hemp mallet? You tap it into that fucker.
Yeah. Right. You got to harvest it.
So, one tweet says, "Oh, the liberals who use summer as a verb are shunning Alan Dershowitz, and he's upset."
God, I mean,
we're summering at Martha's Vineyard. They won't. I'm being shunned because I'm a Trump supporter.
What are we?
Well, tough titty.
Yeah, and what?
How about all the brown people that are being shunned? Because they're brown.
I mean,
how about the black people that are being shot and killed? How about the Honduran toddlers that are being caged like animals?
Yeah. Oh. This guy's worried. Someone's shunning him. Dude, nobody's putting you in a cage. Nobody's taking your shitty kids away from you.
They're not inviting me to their fun parties anymore.
Hey, Alan, why don't you go in your backyard, hold your cell phone up, get shot 30 times, and then bitch about being shunned for your shitty fucking dirtbag politics? Or why don't you get choked to death like Eric Garner?
One good thing is that being shunned by some, quote, old friends on Martha's Vineyard has taught me who my real friends are and who my fair weather friends were. No, they've taught you who your good, decent people are in your circle of friends and who your assholes are.
Your sociopathic buddies that are able to say, oh, well, my friend props up a Nazi, but, you know, he makes good deviled eggs.
And it's a false equivalence. From a personal point of view, I could not care less about being shunned by people whose views regarding dialogue I do not respect. Black people are less than human is not dialogue, is not acceptable.
Yes.
I don't have to respect that dialogue and will not. I will not respect dialogue that says that Honduran toddlers are in MS-13.
Right.
I will not accept that dialogue. Sorry, Alan.
That's some of that equal sides or many sides, whatever Trump said.
I get to say whatever horrible, heinous bullshit I want, and if you come at me for it, you're shunning me and being nasty pants to me.
You know, this Trump thing, one of the horrible things is like this fucking shitler gave everybody license to be racist. He emboldened people. And not only did he do that, he gave people words. He's actually gave people a way to further verbalize their shitty racist tendencies.
Yeah.
It sucks. Fuck you, Alan Dershowitz. Go suck a dick.
I don't think Trump made racists, but he told them you could take your masks off.
Yeah, yeah.
And display the hood underneath.
Right. He validated them.
How many Trump's America stories do we have daily? One, two, three, four of And these
I'm
are
sure.
these are one millionth probably of what's happening. These are the moments that are caught on cell phone that we hear about.
And if we didn't do the headlines or talk about like the Mueller thing or whatever and just did Trump's America, I'm sure we would have content, right?
Oh, sure.
And it's sad.
What horrible racist, anti-Semitic, anti-Islam, anti-woman, anti-LGBTQ, anti-decency thing did some Trump supporter do today?
And by the end of the week, it'd be like, get my heroin. It's insane.
So that Alex Jones, if you want, you know, go to our Facebook page or our Twitter if you want to listen to the whole 20 minutes of Alex Jones talking about how the Dems are declaring. Let's jump just for laughs.
Democrat has said they're declaring civil war?
Let's jump 5 minutes ahead. Here we go. I'm sure.
Fox tube every day.
Oh, God.
Even though it has nothing to do with the U.S. economy.
Hannity.
He calls the Brazilian candidate who's like Trump, a patriot, close to winning, who's pro-Second Amendment, you name it. He calls the Hungarian, Romanian, and Polish.
He's listing all the creepy right-wing dictators that are bubbling up.
Oh,
Hungary, that Viktor Orban guy is terrifying in Hungary.
Poland, the people had to take to the streets in the millions to keep the Polish dude from ass-fucking their constitution and destroying their judiciary. He wanted the judiciary to answer to him.
Yes.
Not to be an equal co-branch of government.
Right.
To answer to him. And they, the people took to the streets in the millions and had to stop that shit.
Didn't Trump visit Poland and they had some staged welcoming thing for
him? Oh, sure, yeah, like, loved it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The nuts.
Viktor Orban destroying democracy in Hungary and trying to spread his anti-immigrant hate bullshit to the rest of Europe.
Trump's like, ooh, I could learn from you. That's what he said about North Korea.
That's why he calls these people every day.
Right.
That's who he's calling. He's not calling our friends. He's not calling the Brits and the Canadians and the Mexicans and the Australians.
Didn't he say?
Ah! Yeah. He's not calling all them.
Didn't he say that he wished he could have the kind of control over the American people that Kim Jong-un has over?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I wish people listen to me the way they listen to Kim. And you know what they're playing over there on Kim's propaganda TV?
They're suckfest!
Is Donald Trump saying here, in interviews later, how much his people love him there. Look at how much his people love him.
Dude, that is so... That's horrible.
So Kim is like, here's the translation. The American president is proud of how you all love me.
He's propping up a guy that probably has a bunch of horrendous goddamn prison camps. We know he does, right?
He had his uncle killed with anti-aircraft guns. Blown to pieces, as an example.
Why Trump? Why do you think people love him? Can't Trump see that they fear him and he's jealous?
He wants that, right? Yeah.
He even said shit about that in the election. He talked about other countries fearing and respecting America.
Oh, they don't respect
America.
Us anymore, yeah.
What if they like us? How about skipping? That?
Against us, and a lot of stuff's going to start then, right through July, August, September. Then they're going to release the fake Russiagate stuff that's admitted. Then they're going to move for 25th Amendment. They're making their next big push, way more important than the election, because that just got us here.
And here we go. Now he's playing a clip of course, an isolated moment where it looks like the Antifa protesters are... inciting violence against in Portland over the weekend. There was some violence that happened between some sad little incel group that marched. They had their Patriot prayer rally. And but these people, the guy that ran it, is known for starting these rallies and encouraging people to show up with baseball bats, show up with your catcher's mask and your batting helmet, and show up with your hockey gear. That be picture, ready to take out some libtards.
That picture, though, you posted of those guys at that Portland thing.
Did you see those? What a big fat ass in the front with his helmet on.
Oh, my God. It's the saddest group of dick fucks.
They're the master race, Ryan. How dare you?
What, Matt? Oh, my God. How sad.
It's the master race. That's the master Western race? Civilization at its best.
Whoa. Ooh.
So, of course, Alex Jones is showing a clip of the Antifa. I think the people that were arrested for the worst of them were definitely the one guy's on camera, like ripping a lid off of a trash can and whipping it at a wispy little liberal woman.
God. I mean, we've seen this in that fucking Charlottesville, that march. Those people, those right wing nut job racists, wanted to start some shit.
And to see who that, you know, who these people are, these subhumans, you know, that, I've already forgotten the name of it, but the newspaper that was shot up last week.
Yes.
The day after they bravely put out an edition, they got their computers in a van. Outside of their offices, because they can't go in their offices because they're still being investigated.
Oh, my God.
But they did put on an edition. And then I think it's either today or yesterday. The Capital Gazette is what it is. They put out an awesome editorial. But at one point, they're like, we're never going to forget these people. They list them all and how great they are. And They say, we will always remember singing on a grassy knoll across from our office during these vigils. All these people, a day after murderous rage changed our lives forever, et cetera, et cetera. Then there's a but. Here's what else we won't forget. Death threats and emails from people we don't know celebrating our loss.
Good God.
Or the people who called for one of our reporters to get fired because she got angry and cursed on national television after witnessing her friends getting shot. We won't forget being called an enemy of the people.
Holy shit. By the fucking president.
By the cunting president. No, we won't forget that, because exposing evil, shining light on wrongs, and fighting injustice is what we do. But there, I told you, we talked about it on Friday. I was reading comments from people who were like, good, five less to worry about.
That's so crazy, man.
Because Trump has whipped up such a hatred for the media in his moronic, vile base.
That's in the fascism handbook, right?
Right.
Demonize the media.
Until you take it over. Yeah. Until it's yours.
Right.
And then we love the media.
Fox News.
Putin loves him, his Russian RT. Media.
I bet.
Kim Jong-un loves his media.
I gotta tell you that. That's bizarre, man. That is some bizarre fucking shit, isn't it?
So, good for the Capital Gazette. A really good editorial saying, we're not going to forget you fuckers that sent us death threats, and saying, good, we're glad you evil media are dead.
But Trump, you know, Trump did that during the campaign. I mean, when you put the press in a cage and you point at them and you say they're bad,
look at
they're
them.
Evil.
Look at them back there. They're not going to say how big the crowd was. Look at it. Look at this. They're not going to turn their cameras around.
And you would see those people go to those pins, these MAGA people, and spit at them, right? And yell at them and point at them.
Yeah. Jim Acosta, was it last week or a week and a half ago at the Nuremberg rally in South Carolina or wherever Trump was? A little old lady, a little grandma, screaming at him, red-faced, telling him to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
Nobody believes you. Get the fuck out of here!
That person is delusional.
Wearing her Trump shit and her red, white, and blue everywhere.
Of course.
Lovely little old lady.
You know, it's funny. They think they're patriotic. They think they're patriotic by supporting a fucking fascist. This guy is ruining our country.
And the evil media that reports on what he says and what he does are the enemy.
He's ruining anti-American. The fucking country. You know, I how many articles have you read that we're headed for some fucked up depression?
Yeah.
Like there's going to be
today more tariffs from Canada.
Yeah, on what?
In retaliation.
Yeah.
Shit's starting to kick in now. You know, they've just been talking about these tariffs.
Right.
Ours are just starting to kick in. And now these other tariffs, these other countries are like, okay, well, here you go.
So when I go to the grocery store, shit's going to cost
more. And then Trump today or yesterday on telly was like, well, you know, I'm thinking about cars now. I'm thinking about big tariffs on all their cars coming in because, yeah, there's a lot of them.
Stop doing things. Just stop. If he just stopped. If he stopped signing things, if he stopped doing things, if he just sat there in his chair and watched Fox News and didn't tweet, the world would be better. If he just went and golfed. Go golf, you fuck.
Good news? this is real good news, actually.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people worldwide have been following the story of 12 kids on a soccer team. Yeah. In Thailand, yes. And their assistant coach, apparently they go on camping trips and, you know, I mean, just team bonding shit.
They go spelunking.
And this time they were in a cave system of caves where they had apparently been before, but there have been some big rains and shit, and they got trapped somewhere way underground by rising waters. They have been missing for 9 days so far.
That sucks, dude. 9 days in a fucking cave,
and they've sent divers in and everything, right. And they have a hard time because it's very muddy, murky.
Yes.
And they don't know where they went. They don't know where they are.
Oh, God.
So they're, you know, going down one passage. They find out there's nothing there. They have to come back. They have to, you know, and there's very narrow passages and things.
Fuck nature.
Well, they've located them, and they are all alive.
But wait a second. Are they still in the motherfucking cave?
They're trying to figure out how to get them out now. They're sending medical to them. They want to make sure all the kids are strong enough. They had water. I mean, that's the thing. They'd all be dead if there was no water. But, you know, the fact that it was rising water, they were able to drink at least.
Yes.
And you can go like a month or two without food before you drop.
A month or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do? As long as you're drinking water, right?
But they're sitting around in this, I guess, but they're sitting around this cave in the dark.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, if they didn't ration their light sources and things like that, I mean, who thinks you're going to be there 9 days? I'm assuming at some point they're sitting there in the dark.
In a cave, dude. Thailand, there's snakes. Oh, my God. Imagine the snakes in that fucking cave.
They're way down there. I don't know that necessarily there's a lot of things that deep.
Man, I saw this movie called The Cave or something. These people,
because there's no food for the snake to eat. So, why would, you know, I don't know, the snake would be hanging out.
Yeah, but there's bats. There's what?
You know, in flooded caverns underground.
I don't know. It's not crazy to say there are bats in caves.
They said they're not.
The bats live in caves.
The governor, whose name I don't.
Who is it?
Think I'm going to
Come on.
Governor Narongsak Osatanakorn.
Wow, that's good. Kate, get him a treat. Vile Experience a treat.
Narongsak.
Narongsak. Narongsak.
His last name is Osatana.
Narongsak, get me out of this fucking cave.
KORN. Osatanakorn.
God damn. I tell you what, man. You're trapped in that cave for 9 days? God, get me out of this motherfucking
Ranging
cave.
From 11 to 16 years of age. Their coach is 25. They disappeared when flooding trapped them after they went into the Tum Luang Nung Nung cave.
Sorry. Hey, coach, good call going to this fucking cave, dude. Could have gone anywhere else. Oh, let's go in this cave. Fuck it. It'll be fun.
The divers located them about 300 to 400 yards past a section of the cave that was on higher ground and was thought to be where they would have taken shelter.
Yes.
But they were in a different section.
Don't go in that section anymore. 300 to 400
yards. Think of that. Crawling through underwater passages as a diver.
You know what it reminds me of? That baby Jessica.
The medics are evaluating the kids, see if their health is in good condition.
No, they're stuck in a cave.
They're going to care for them until they have enough strength to move by themselves. Then they're going to figure out how to bring them out.
Get them out of the cave, dude. Can't you carry them out of the fucking cave? You don't remember baby Jessica?
The girl that fell down the well?
Yeah, the little baby.
The pipe? Yeah. Okay. Same kind of deal. I mean, you know, the whole country and much of the world riveted on trying to figure out what's going on with these kids. But they found them alive and... Hopefully they'll be able to get them out there. They got to figure out a way to do it, though. I mean, I don't know. You can't. I mean, these are experienced divers have been in danger trying to get to them. So
drain the fucking water.
Well, they're pumping.
Of it.
Yeah, they're pumping like crazy. But hundreds and hundreds of yards of cave systems. It's not like
can't you go? It's in not and like dig a shop a vac is gonna get them the fuck out of this. Get me out of this fucking cave. Damn.
So they're gonna have some stories to tell. Obviously, they've got light now, and they've got people visiting them and things like that.
Sitting in food and shit.
Teams have been working on trying to pump water out, as trying to divert groundwater by blocking other parts of the cave and stuff.
Right.
Other people are trying to find shafts on the mountainside that might serve as a back door to the blocked off areas.
Shafts, back door, hilarious.
Fissures, shafts,
ooh, yes.
Things like that. So,
yes.
Experts from around the world, caving rescuers, have gathered there over the past 9 days trying to help. U.S. military, Australian, British cave experts, Chinese.
Oh, yes. So, it's a who's who of caving.
Yeah. Cave rescue.
Cave spelunkers.
cave rescuers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So good news there.
Right. That's great. That the better news would be that they're out of the motherfucking cave, but you're right. They got food now, so they don't really shouldn't complain, I guess.
And
God, that would suck, dude.
Good thing they weren't like, well, we haven't found them in a week. Fuck it.
Right.
You know, I mean,
why were they caving, would, man? But... Don't go caving.
I don't know. I'm not a big, I mean, I'm not, I don't have claustrophobia, but I don't.
You want to be in that cave, man?
I don't have any desire to go caving.
Of course not.
I mean, go in caves where you can walk around and see the cool stuff. But if I've got to like crawl and.
You know what you do? Get one of these caving video games. Go caving.
Get a caving video
game. Caving all day on Saturday. Eat some potato chips. You know, smoke medicine. Go caving.
There's fishing.
Are they sending them? Oh boy.
Go fishing in Far Cry.
Are they sending them weed down there in Thailand? Or you're not allowed to have that there, right?
No, don't you get caned and shit? Isn't that where they're a little rough on there?
We caught this kid trapped in this cave smoking weed. I'm going to go down there and cane him.
We rescued him and then we're going to cane him when it's over.
Oh, how horrible. The guy, don't take kids down in these fucking caves, man.
Oh, look, Trump's America.
Fuck you.
More from Alabama. Ugh. Keep being you, Alabama.
Right. Keep being you. Just try not to elect any rapists to office if you can help it.
Actually, stop being you would help the country immensely.
You
if
know what's
you
fucked up,
stop
dude?
Stop being racist, Bible-waving, anti-LGBT fuckwads.
Right. You have all these, like Michigan has an emergency manager. Or it had one, right?
Yeah, they probably still do.
What are they waiting on with this state? What are you waiting on with Alabama?
Members of a... This is AL.com.
Fuck you!
Alabama.com. Members of a Boy Scout troop based in Alabama bullied a Georgia Boy Scout who is the son of Ethiopian immigrants, throwing rocks at him and called him the N-word during a week-long camping trip. What a great camping trip.
God, and these are kids. Oh, these kids. These
Troop 10 from Johns Creek, Georgia, was camping next to Troop 76 from Vestavia Hills, Alabama.
Hey, man.
One woman whose son is in the troop from Georgia with the 14-year-old boy, she said Troop 76 moved by the next day. She's upset that summer camp is now this boy's memory.
Right.
She said they were throwing rocks too.
I mean, that's a hate crime. You know, I know they're kids, but shit. What are their parents doing? Yay. Do these parents know that their kids are doing all kinds of fucked up shit?
ALCOM met in person with the teen who was bullied in Alpharetta this week and spoke to his mother. They asked not to be identified. But the mother confirmed that rocks were thrown and her son was called the N-word.
God, the parents of these kids are throwing rocks. You better talk to your children and set them straight.
Did he hit that N-word? I want him to get his rock throwing badge.
Oh, my God. See, when people make these dumbass racist jokes and they say these little things here and there, and they don't think it fucking matters. Kids hear that shit. Kids hear that shit and they're like little sponges and it turns them into lunatics.
She said, the mother said some scouts were wearing Make America Great Again caps at camp.
Why? Listen, their president is saying immigrants or MS-13 members or rapists or Al-Qaeda.
Dr. Rob Spiegel, Birmingham physician who is scoutmaster for Troop 76, which is affiliated with Liberty Crossings United Methodist Church, said, oh, it's being overblown.
Hey,
his little racist fucks are the ones that did it. So, of course, he's saying, it's being overblown. Things happen, quote, things happen at camp. There's a lot of misinformation.
No. Hate crimes don't happen at camp, you fuck. What if those kids would have killed him with that rock or would have hurt this kid with that rock? You fucking asshole. They should fucking fire that guy for saying that. That guy should be fucking fired. You got to take this shit. It happens at camp. Holy fuck. You're a monster.
apparently they say they've punished the boys.
Punish that fucking guy for saying that.
The poobah over at the United Methodist Church who sponsors the group, Reverend Wade Griffith, senior pastor of Liberty Crossings United Methodist.
Yeah.
Said, what happened was very regrettable and is absolutely inconsistent with the values and high ideals of scouting and, more importantly, the United Methodist Church. I'm thankful that the troop leadership acted decisively to evaluate the situation and to punish those responsible. We are a church that is dedicated to loving God and all people.
Ugh, guy, whatever.
Blah, blah, blah. So,
what about the victim? The guy didn't say anything about the victim. This is totally fucking fucked up.
Director of camping at Camp Woodruff, Matt Rendell, said the issue was handled by scoutmasters for the units. And they think Troop 76 may have sent one of its scouts home for the issue.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You sent him home.
Rendell said, we did have some bullying issues. We certainly have policies and procedures to combat bullying.
How's that going?
To try to reduce things from happening. We as adults need to help build them into good citizens. Racial name calling should not be tolerated, he said.
It sounds like
we shouldn't have that in camp or anywhere. It's in your White House.
Yeah, dude. I mean, listen, when you have a group of kids throwing rocks at a kid because he's black or he's from, where is he from? From Nairobi or Africa or something?
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia.
He's born here. He's an American citizen. His parents are immigrants.
Yeah, they are not taking this seriously enough. Those kids are going to grow up and do bad shit. If they don't, you know.
Who is this person? I don't know. One of the people I just quoted said she thinks Trump has fostered an atmosphere of intolerance that contributed to the Boy Scouts camp behavior. Her son. Oh, this is a woman whose son was there also. She said her son and scouts his age are too young to be aware how unusual Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric is for a president. That's what worries me about this incident.
Yeah. They think that's the way it is.
And then don't forget, they remind us here at AL. Last year, Trump called out media outlets as fake news and made other controversial comments in a heavy political speech at the Boy Scouts of America Jamboree. Remember when he was like, he was talking about fucking and shit. Just,
oh my. Not that. God.
Not that directly, but he was kind of talking about. Yeah,
shit,
yeah.
Right.
And, that was when he lost Tillerson, because Tillerson was like a Boy Scout and an Eagle Scout and shit. And Tillerson was mortified by what he said at the rally.
At the very least, our president, no matter what you think he is, corrupt, treasonous, he is not an example.
Boy Scout values are American values. He said at the rally, at the jamboree. As the scout law says, a scout is trustworthy and loyal. We could use some more loyalty. I will tell you that.
Oh, God. What an idiot. What a fucking idiot.
How creepy are these? Like, how mob-like is that? This loyalty above all.
Right. What
loyalty
is that about?
Is the most important. Loyalty.
I don't know.
Creepy as fuck.
That's just, our president is not an example for children. That's for sure.
So there you go. Some scouts whipping rocks, calling the N-word to a fellow scout.
Oh my God. These parents should be losing their fucking minds at their kid. They should be heartbroken their kids did that.
Alabama. Thanks, everybody. We got a bail. We're going to do this again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're going to be on iTunes and Stitcher, crabdiving.com, your favorite podcasting apps.
Yay!
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here financially, buy shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. His Instagram is RatedRComedy. Or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Back tomorrow. More bullshit.
Fuck Trump.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.